I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The trial begins today for the former Marine charged with manslaughter and the chokehold death of a Michael Jackson impersonator in the subway. Let's get details live from our Glenn Shook.
Yeah, good morning. What's happening today? Jury selection will get underway in a trial that we're being told could take us into early December. Penny has been free on bail and faces 15 years if convicted for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, which happened nearly a year and a half ago now on the subway. CBS legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The defense is going to argue straight self-defense, that Penny was fearful not only potentially for his own safety, but for the safety of others on the train. Police interviewed many, many witnesses, and they all have sort of varying stories.
Now, later on this morning, before a jury selection begins, there'll be a coalition of groups gathering here and rallying outside of court. They say they're demanding that Daniel Penny be held accountable for Neely's death. Glenn Shook, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Manhattan Criminal Court.
NYC to host another ticker tape parade.
Pop the champagne! The Liberty just won their first ever championship!
New York! Let's go!
Yeah, that's right. The New York Liberty took the title, beating the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 in Game 5 on Sunday. This fan says she's been waiting for a moment like this ever since she played high school football.
I'm playing in upstate New York in a small high school arena, and now we packed the Barclays Center, sold out. People are standing. Everyone wants to watch women's sports.
Mayor Adams to announce details on a victory parade later today. With hopes of a subway series now dashed, Yankee fans are getting ready for Friday's Game 1 of the World Series, while Mets fans are licking their wounds after they got clobbered by the Dodgers 10-5 in the deciding Game 6 of the NLCS. This Mets fan, however, telling KNX, it was amazing that they came this far.
So I guess that it was a good chance at least to being able to see the Mets in the finals.
Next year?
I think that depends, but I think that they have a great team.
Game 1 between the Yanks and Dodgers Friday in Los Angeles. It will be the 12th time the teams meet in the World Series and the first time in 43 years the Yanks have beaten the Dodgers 8 times. New Yorkers to vote on November 5th whether to approve a measure that would codify the right to have an abortion in this state.
Yes, on Prop 1!
That was the rallying cry of a group of Democratic lawmakers and their supporters at Father Demos Square in the Village. Prop 1 is Proposal 1 on the November 5th ballot. It's sometimes referred to as the Equal Rights Amendment. At the rally, Governor Hochul said voting yes will permanently protect abortion rights and reproductive rights in New York State. She said the yes vote must go on the back of the ballot.
You have to flip the ballot to see this on the other side, and when you flip that ballot, you'll be flipping the course of history.
The Catholic Church opposes Prop 1. A statement led by Cardinal Dolan says the proposal disregards the lives of the unborn, and the sweeping language of the proposal could lead to parents' rights being stripped away with regard to their child's gender identity. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in the Village.
The MTA will be holding public open houses to discuss their 2025-29 capital plan, which includes accessibility upgrades, thousands of new rail cars, and modernizing signals. The first is coming up today at Grand Central from 3 to 6 p.m. It'll feature posters, pamphlets, even a video titled The Future Rides With Us. More open house info sessions to be announced through the end of the year. Another slashing in the subway, this time last night around 6 p.m. on the Uptown F train platform at the 2nd Avenue and East Houston Street stop. A 25-year-old man was wounded in the arm, with police saying he and the perp didn't know each other. The victim is stable. The suspect is still on the loose. 1010 Wind Sports, the amazing magic carpet ride came to an end last night, and with it, our dreams of a Subway World Series.
And Susan, the surprising run came to an end a little before 11:30 on Odyssey Mets Radio.
Bouncing ball to the right side. Taylor up with it, throws to first in time, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the 2024 National League pennant.
As they double up, the Mets 10-5 to win the NLCS in 6 games, going ahead for good on series MVP Tommy Edman's 2-run double in the bottom of the first inning off Sean Manaea. forcing Carlos Mendoza to sum up his first year as a manager.
October 20, and, you know, now we're going home.
While the Dodgers await the Yankees in the World Series starting Friday in L.A. Meantime, the football, a loss Sunday for the Giants and Jets, too. Big blech blown out by Philly 28-3 before Gangrene got pummeled in Pittsburgh 37-15. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.